So I'm such a wuss sometimes. I love talking about Christ. I love educating myself and others and just proclaiming his truths and helping people, you know, refocus and just draw closer to him every day. And so I have this opportunity every week. I mean, I have multiple opportunities every week because I lead for junior high group on Wednesday nights, high school group on Thursday nights, and then my wife and I lead music on Sunday nights. And so all these times, and, you know, I'm encouraged to do so, but either intro a song or, you know, explain a song. And I do it often, but many times I have something to say about a song, I wimp out most of the time. Like, there's just so many good things that I would love to share, and I don't know what it is. You know, it's like Satan's got my tongue on those moments of, like, you know, I don't want to sound stupid, or what if I fumble on my words? So I just start playing the song, you know. This last Sunday night, and one of the songs we did is Oh Holy Night, and which is one of my favorites. We have a cool kind of upbeat version of it that's still cool and dramatic, of course. But as I was thinking about what I was going to say about that song, you know, I had some cool stuff to say, but of course totally wimped out. So instead I'm going to share it with you guys right now, thinking the depth of these Christmas hymns, really. They're really just gospel songs that we sing around the holidays because they're focused on Jesus' birth. So, O Holy Night. And more than the whole song, I just want to focus on the chorus. The first chorus, which we sing over and over again because I think it's the most powerful one, is fall to your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. This struck me Sunday night when I didn't talk about it. And, you know, when we read the Bible, which I pray you guys are, and like I said before, I'm just restarting to read it again, and I love it. I love seeing the stories align and seeing the big picture of the Bible. But anytime you come across anyone beholding God's glory, even in the slightest glimpse of God's glory in any way, shape, or form, the only reaction is to fall to their face in humility. And if they don't fall to their face, they are immediately repentive. They're saying, you know, please do not destroy me. I am an unclean man. I'm unworthy. And so when I hear that fall to your knees, and we think about Christ, when in the Old Testament we have this big God who is still very personal, but not nearly as much as sending himself in the form of Christ to this world so that we can have a much closer relationship with him. We can have that mediator through Christ to share in that fellowship with our God. And so fall to your knees and hear the angels rejoice, like it's happening. You know, Christ came. God is here with us. And I pray we embrace that and are in awe all the time. But let's take these special occasions when we hear these songs out in secular arenas, and we can rejoice and say, thank you, God. You know, you're so much better and bigger than everything we are focusing on or everything the world is focusing on. Let us just be humbled and so grateful that Jesus came for us and that we are still in awe of him little in his little baby flesh. But it's the Almighty God incarnate, come for us to be the mediator, to be our righteousness, to be our good, to be our holiness, and let us live in that today and forevermore. I love you guys.